This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Okay, now I want to turn to my favorite segment of the show that we do. We have in our buddies from the Philadelphia FOP. So, let me first welcome John Hoyt back from his embargo. Welcome back, Lieutenant. Good to see you today.
Great to see you. Great to see you, Dawn, Corporate Greg. It's great to see everybody.
Corporate Shill, we like to refer to him as. Good to have you back. I know you got a lot going on right now. Obviously, there's a lot in the news.
There's a lot going on, but that's all right. That's why we're there.
Yes. We read the FOP statement earlier. Is there any comment you'd like to offer, anything like that from the FOP before we begin?
Well, let's talk about it. We have till 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. As long as you want.
No, but listen, at the FOP are 14,000 active and retired police officers and sheriffs. You know, obviously we condemn racism, sexism, you know, threats of violence, of course. One of the things we pride ourselves in being a major city department is we pride ourselves on the diversity of our ranks and how we all work together. And I think what we also have to remember is we've all said something in the heat of the moment or when we're upset, we probably regret and would not say again. The issue with social media is once you say it or post it, it's immortalized.
Right.
So we're asking for due process in the proper venue, not in the media. And I think we'll see how it plays out.
Well said, John. Excellent statement. I think it's well said. All right. Let's turn to a really cool thing coming up. First, I want to introduce Sergeant Pete Whittle. And Sergeant Whittle gave me a, this is really cool now. This is a challenge coin of the Elite Highway Patrol.
That's correct.
Thank you for this. This is beautiful. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is really awesome. You are in the Counterterrorism Operations Unit and the Dignitary Protection Section. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's I was in the Highway Patrol for a number of years, where I actually worked with Andy Chan. But I left there for an opportunity to go to counterterrorism, work in Dignitary Protection. So it's anyone that comes into the city from the governor to the Pope, we marry up with their security detail and supplement them where needed and provide for their safety. They couldn't do their job without the help of us as far as parking and shutting streets down and the resources that the police department can provide.
You protected the Pope.
That's correct.
I heard that. He said, this is a really big guy. This guy is going to protect me. That's what he said. It's his quote. I had exclusive audio there.
Who, Frank?
So now you are a local guy, obviously. Philadelphia, grew up in Philadelphia, Bridesburg. Was this your dream of life to become a police officer?
Well, after Central High School, I attended Westchester. And to graduate with your degree in criminal justice, you have to do an internship. Mm-hmm. I played baseball for Westchester, so wasn't able to work a whole lot during the year. And still had bills to pay, had a car payment, things of that nature. So the federal agencies really didn't pay for their interns. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go federal law enforcement with my degree. But I ended up doing an internship with the North Wawa Police Department. And graduated the academy and hit the street and just fell in love with the job and what we were able to do and how we were able to help people. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, you get to see a lot of cool things, you know, drive a fast car and chase people down. And that's pretty much what we all signed up for, just to catch the bad guys.
I mean, that's great. And you see stuff up close, which is really amazing. I also want to welcome to the show Billy Killian. He's back. Billy, good to see you, man.
I'm back.
You're back.
How are you, Rich?
Oh, great.
Good morning, everyone.
Whenever you come, you bring great swag. And this is cool, the Blue Sox hat. I love this style. This is great. Of course, the Philadelphia Blue Sox, it's a charity baseball team and a big charity game coming up the first weekend in August against the NYPD.
Yes, so, it is.
But now, who started the team? Because, did Pete start it or did you start it?
I started the team. Pete was one of our first players on the team when we started back in 2009. So we're going on our 10th year anniversary.
Wow. So why'd you start it? Tell us about the origins of it.
We always had softball, and we had a lot of guys interested in baseball, a lot of baseball background in the department. And I think they really weren't with softball. And the conversation came up, how about baseball? How about baseball? And I said, look, we can get this going. We kind of branched off of the football team and said, as long as we can do this in a positive way, you know, we could use this platform to help other people, make our department, our union look good. Mm-hmm. And it's grown, and 10 years later, we're still here.
Awesome. And John, now, are you playing in this game?
Yeah, John.
Yeah, we'll see.
John Hoyt, you may you play, in other words. It's very possible. You may.
If you want to know and you want to find out, buy a ticket, come to the game.
See that? Now, you, sir, that's well said.
I don't want to say Bo Jackson-esque, but...
So the game is actually in Trenton at the Trenton Thunder Field, right?
Trenton Thunder, yes.
And it's on Saturday, August 3rd.
Saturday, August 3rd, yeah.
And we have the flyer here. Let me just, if I could grab that from you, Billy, real quick, so make sure everybody knows. And, of course, now, 7 p.m., so it's a great night. And the tickets are only $10. You can't beat that for a family event, $10.
Yeah, proceeds support, every year we've done this, it's supported the FOP Survivors Fund. This year we wanted to change it up and help the Chan family. Highway Officer Andy Chan.
Yep. Great guy who was in studio with
phenomenal
us.
Phenomenal guy.
Of the Highway Patrol.
Ironically enough,
guy.
I never met Andy.
Oh, wow.
It's, but I met his wife, and I actually talked to her today, and she wanted me to extend her appreciation to the community for all the prayers, all the support, especially with this game. Chinatown communities really come together, help sponsor the game.
And just to give a little background into Andy Chan, because you did work with him, Sergeant Pete Whittle. So, and then, of course, you want to tell us the accident that happened?
Yeah, we worked together in Highway Patrol for a number of months. I covered two line. He was an officer in two line, and he was just one of those guys just couldn't do enough for you. Mm-hmm. You never had to wonder where he was or what he was doing. He was heading to work on January 3rd on his highway wheel, and it was an accident. That's why they called him accidents. A 79-year-old man pulled out in front of him, and Andy went, over the handlebars, flew 25 feet, and pretty much landed on his helmet. So I don't think there was a mark on him besides just head trauma. So he's fighting, and he's slow and steady, I guess, improving. But it's it's heartbreaking. We visit him, and to really, you mentioned his wife. I don't think there's a day that she hasn't been there and tried to stay there all night with him, and his kids too. They've just been tremendous. And so I talked to Billy about it, and I said, hey, why don't we, or it might have been your idea, I'll throw that to you, about the game, bringing Andy Chan's family and the Highway Patrol kind of into the mix, and seeing if we can do anything we can for the family.
I think that's great. And and John Hoyt, I was noticing this too. John Hoyt, FOP Lodge 5, here today, of course, is our Salute the Shield segment on the Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. You can even now take the bus to the game.
That's
that sounds
right.
Amazing.
Yeah, Billy is the workhorse and organizes and does so much work behind the scenes. It's amazing. I don't know where he gets the energy, but yeah, there's a bus from the FOP there. The fireworks show afterward is fantastic. And for those of you who haven't been to the Trenton Thunder's baseballs, it's a beautiful, beautiful park. And it's really one of my favorite events of the year. You can't beat it. And this year, especially for Andy and the Survivors Fund, it's a no-brainer. It really is.
The $10 bus pass now includes round-trip transportation, tolls, parking, motorcycle escort, snacks and refreshments for only $10.
Wow.
And that's from 4 to 5:30 p.m. is when the refreshments are. So that's amazing to me. Bus leaves at 5:30 from the FOP Lodge 5, which is on Caroline Road in the far northeast. Returns 25 minutes after the fireworks. I mean, this sounds great. This sounds like a really amazing night out.
Trenton's going to be running beer specials that night, so we do encourage anybody that's going to take advantage of that. Please take advantage of our bus trip that we're going to run from the FOP.
Yeah, that's a very smart way to do it. And I wanted to ask you guys, too. I mean, when you think about all the challenges that police have to face, obviously, there's the challenges of having to deal with criminals, like you said, running after guys, catching the bad guys. But people also forget, what happened to Andy Chan is, to your point, it was an accident, Pete, but it could happen, right? And it's a dangerous job. It really is. No,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, I agree with you 100%.
To look at just the Highway Patrol itself.
Yeah.
You have Andy, who we talk about what a great officer he is, a motorcycle rider. And we had just, unfortunately, the anniversary of Brian Lorenzo, Highway Patrolman's death, killed on his motorcycle. And he was a lead instructor. There was nobody better on a motorcycle. And, when he was killed... If he can be killed on a motorcycle, it's just you don't know, no matter how good you are. And that's, we know that. We know the reality of when you take this job as a police officer, but it doesn't make it sting any less when you lose a friend or a family member.
And well said, John Hoyt, well said. Sergeant Pete Whittle, I wanted to ask you too. You live in Bridesburg, you have your girlfriend, and she's a nurse.
She is. She's in interventional radiology, Amy. I don't know if she's listening or not. I told her to. But yeah, she's amazing.
Josh. Well, she is. I'm sure she's very proud of you.
She should tell me more. But she works at UPenn. She's in interventional radiology. She's loving it over there. She's doing really well. She's getting a ton of accolades for the work that she does. So, I don't know. We have a great relationship. I think it goes a lot to the schedules. You know, she works shift work. I work shift work. So we know kind of how to treat each other when you get done those long shifts and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah, I know. I can imagine. And counterterrorism operations unit, give us a little bit of insight into what that's like, especially in the post-9/11 era in which we all live now.
So it's a unique unit in the city of Philadelphia. It's in the Homeland Security Bureau. So our one squad is uniform guys. They handle any major incidents. They handle all the civil disobedience. So if Antifa marches or any other group decides to protest or march, they're the guys out there in the black suits with the turtle gear on, should anything, riots or whatever happen. Our squad handles Homeland Security investigations, counter surveillance. So we're actually out there in the crowd during the protests and the marches and like the Broad Street Run. We're out there for that. We're out there for the marathons, the half marathons, in counter surveillance, looking for people looking to do bad things, looking for what we call like pre-operational behavior, people leaving backpacks behind, parking box trucks and leaving them, drones. You know, we're behind the scenes looking for things. And we also handle, I don't know if I said, Homeland Security investigations. So any credible threat to law enforcement or the city or infrastructure, threat on the mayor, threat on any of the politicians in the city. We handle those investigations as well.
And then when you're talking about those events, I'm assuming then the officers are plain clothes?
Yeah, we're plain clothes in the crowd. So if, you know, it's 100 degrees like today, we're in shorts and a t-shirt, you know, backpacks on with earpieces in, you know, that look like the earbuds from your iPhone.
All right, cool. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and I'll tell you more about the upcoming Blue Sox game. We got to beat the NYPD. That's the big thing, right? We got to beat them. We got to win.
Yep.
Well, you like to win on this show, right?
Yeah, especially this year.
All right, this is the Zioli Show. Salute to the Shield. We'll be right back.
We're back with the Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And we are back on a Friday edition. Happy Friday. My buddy's in here from the FOP Lodge 5. Great to have him in studio. John Hoyt from the FOP. Sergeant Pete Whittle, he's on the counterterrorism unit and also the Dignitary Protection Section. And Billy Killian, who is the founder of the Philadelphia Blue Sox baseball team. Big game coming up, charity baseball game. All proceeds are going to benefit the Andy Chan family and the Police Survivors Fund. Officer Andy Chan, of course, member of the Elite Highway Patrol, who was injured, very, very serious injury. And the game is Saturday, August 3rd, 7 o'clock at the Trenton Thunder Stadium. It's Arm & Hammer Stadium, 7 p.m., only $10. Can't beat that.
Can't beat it at all.
Can't beat it. So you were telling me about that you found archives of a game.
I did. It goes back to 1924. It's Philadelphia Guardians of Peace, they were called. Philadelphia Police Guardians of Peace versus the New York Police Bluecoats. It was a championship game. It was played at Chi Park. It was attended by over 12,000 people. All the politicians from New York came in on a train. All the politicians from Philadelphia came in just came in because they're here. But it just amazes me how supported it was back then. Baseball too, and it's just kind of dying off now. And, you know, we're hoping just to keep little tradition alive with this game.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you guys are facing the New York's finest baseball club.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Are they good?
They're very good.
We better win. I can't let New York beat us.
They also pull from 40,000 cops.
They do, but they also
they have a bigger field to select from.
Yeah, they have a lot of independent leagues out there, and they kind of convince the guys like, hey, look, you're not going to make it as a baseball player. You might come on a police department. You'll still travel the country, play baseball, and you'll get some benefits and get paid to do it.
There you go.
Yeah. I also like to add to this game, it's also a memorial. We also want to keep the memory of the fallen officers alive. So doing that, we bring the families of the fallen officers out. They come out, they throw out the first pitch. We make it a special occasion for them. Leading into our fireworks show, we do a nice memorial video, just kind of flashing the fallen officers through the years. For Philadelphia and New York, we also pay respect to New York. But it is also about that, not just raising money, supporting them. It's about showing the support. And everybody always says, we'll never forget. But, you know, you have to attend stuff like this to show the families, look, we don't forget. This is why we're doing this.
Yeah, well said, no doubt. To get tickets, you can go to the FOP Lodge 5 site, get them there, and also philipbluesocks@gmail.com. What's the website, John?
FOP5.org.
FOP5.org. All right, excellent. Again, that's Saturday, August 3rd, 7 o'clock. A lot of fun that night as well. All right, Greg, let's do this.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to Keith Mitchell. He says, Rich, is Clint Eastwood's movie Hang 'Em High? Was that racist? Hang 'Em
High. Definitely racist. Without a doubt.
Yes, we can scrub it from the archives.
By the way, what is my out time? I've got
8:56.
But also says 8:57.
Yeah, I
so which is it? 8:56? Well, then I'm out of time.
Yes.
I got nothing.
Yes.
Well, I got nothing now.
You have your final thought.
I've got no thoughts. I'm out of thoughts.
Why
John Hoyt broke my rib again. He rebroke my rib. He's healing nicely. The guy walks in, gives me a bear hug, and rebroke my rib. I can barely breathe right now.
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
And now, Rich Cioli's final thought, brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
I'll just devote my final thought to two great events coming up for law enforcement. Of course, the Bend to the Shore bike ride, which is next weekend. And then, of course, the Philadelphia Blue Sox baseball charity game, which is going to be the weekend after that, Saturday, August 3rd. These are both very, very important events. So please be generous and go. And, of course, nothing is better than taking your family out to a game. And for $10, can't beat that because you... And ride the bus for $10 too, which is amazing as well. And I have a feeling there might be drinks on board the bus.
No,
I mean, I have a feeling. I don't know. Call me crazy. Hey, thanks for being with us all week. We appreciate it very much. Dom is next. The Zioli Show. Have a great weekend. Get the podcast. Like the podcast. We'll see you Monday morning, 5:30 to 9.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.